Kenneth Jones's play, Alabama Story, is about censorship. It's also about civil rights, human relationships, and the struggles that always come with change. Jones drew his inspiration from real-life events in 1959 Montgomery. It tells a story from an era long past, but with lessons for today. I recently spoke with Kenneth Jones about Alabama Story and its meaning. What many people may not realize, it's based on a real-life story, something that happened, I think, in the Montgomery area in 1959. Give me some idea of that real-life story that inspired the play.
Well, I came across this story, this real-life story, by reading the newspaper. I came across an obituary of a librarian named Emily Wheelock Reed. And in 1959, she was the center of controversy in Montgomery, Alabama. She was the state librarian of Montgomery. And at the time, there was a children's book on the shelves of the Alabama Public Library Service. The book was called The Rabbit's Wedding, a children's picture book, a very innocent, beautifully illustrated book by an author and illustrator named Garth Williams. And the book was about a black rabbit that marries a white rabbit. And in the Jim Crow South of 1959, this was obviously controversial to many people. It was seen by some people, by the White Citizens Council and by some politicians and others, that this was clearly propaganda to get children comfortable with the idea of integration. So politicians hounded this librarian into taking the book off the shelves of the state library service. And the play really is about what happens during the year that she was persecuted for ultimately protecting this book.
What then is the fictional construct around that? In other words, how did you decide to tell this story on stage?
Well, I was lucky in that there was a lot of history written about this incident. There were a lot of newspaper reports. It made international headlines. There was a piece in Time magazine. There were stories in the New York Times. And certainly there were also great stories written locally in the Montgomery Advertiser and other publications, including a publication called the Montgomery Home News, which was the segregationist paper at the time, which had front page stories denouncing this book and denouncing this librarian. So I had a wealth of content to draw from. Some of those articles gave me inspiration for dialogue. Some of the things that Emily Reed says are quite inspirational. She says at one point that I believe the free flow of information is the best means to solve the problems of the South, the nation, and the world. And that jumped out at me as kind of great dialogue and great rhetoric that I could use for this drama. The senator who led the charge against her also had bombastic, wonderful things to say in terms of, you know, in terms of dramatic content. He wanted that book burned and said it should be taken off the shelves. And there was belief that this was a communist plot. So there's that kind of great real live rhetoric that informed the play. I also there was also not documentation of some things. There were there was a budget meeting where Emily Reed had to defend her upcoming budget for the library system, and in that library budget meeting, she met with politicians, including Senator E. O. Eddins was his name. I fictionalized him and called him Senator Higgins, but she had to meet behind closed doors in a library budget meeting. That we don't have a record of that budget meeting. There is no, there were no minutes taken of that budget meeting. So I've created what essentially becomes a kind of hearing, almost a Senate or congressional hearing, or a courtroom trial in a way, where she has to defend herself and explain her position as a woman alone in the South, an outsider defending books. It is a mix of fiction and fact in the play, and that tension seems very useful in the play.
There's also a parallel story about a mixed-race human couple. If you would give me some idea about that, how that interacts with the action that you're talking about on the book side of things?
As I was interested in looking at these white people who were ultimately devouring each other over issues of integration and segregation and censorship and access, I knew that I needed to or wanted to explore what segregation meant to regular folks. So separate from these people who are in these marble and granite edifices in the state capitol, I wanted to iris down and look at what it meant to be black and white in the same small town in Alabama. So there's a parallel story in the play about two childhood friends who, a black man and a white woman, who grew up together as children and who were separated and who reunite in 1959 in Montgomery in the same time that all of this is swirling around. And it really is, his name is Joshua and her name is Lily. A tragedy happened in their childhood that was race related. I don't want to give too much away, but they really represent the black rabbit and the white rabbit in some ways. And I like to say that their story is really the perfume or the love story underneath the main conflict that's happening in Montgomery. It so happens that Senator Higgins is from Demopolis, Alabama. So I set the, Lily and Joshua's story in Demopolis. So we have a big town and a small town. We have black and white. We have these two stories kind of brushing up against each other, but ultimately never overtly coinciding. I really wanted I wanted them to be segregated for a reason, and to see how we could finally integrate them or give connecting dots. So by the end of the play, they are woven in, but it's very discreetly done, and it's ultimately the love story behind the main story.
The play is currently running, of course, at the Clarence Brown Theater here in Knoxville. Interestingly enough, next month it makes its Alabama debut in Birmingham. Do you have any concerns about that, about the reception that it might receive, or any kind of preconceptions? You just sort of let the chips fall where they may, and you're interested to see how people feel about it down there.
Well, Alabama is certainly freshly in the news lately for many reasons, you know, from everything to Jeff Sessions to Judge Roy Moore. I as much as I view this as a Southern story, I did try to approach it as an American story. And I also, I wasn't interested in caricatures. I wanted to try to humanize what we perceive as the villains and to give conflict to those we see as heroes. So this librarian is not a paragon of virtue. She has her flaws. The senator, certainly thinks he's the moral center of his world, although that has shifted since the civil rights explosion. I tried to give him a background that indicates why he is the way he is. And indeed, parents and children are a huge part of this play. Everyone refers to their parents. Everyone refers to the books that were handed to them as children. The passing of material, the free flow of information is really important to this. And I'm really excited that it's going to happen in Birmingham. The play first had its first reading at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival in Montgomery, where this all happened. They were kind enough to give me an early reading in 2013. And I set the play in what I call the Deep South of the imagination. It's a very theatrical world. And at a talk back in Montgomery, or Montgomery, as we say in the play, at a talk back at that reading, the audience was asked, what does the Deep South of the imagination mean to you? And an older woman, a white woman, raised her hand and said, I don't know about the Deep South of the imagination, but this is the Montgomery that I grew up in. And she had tears in her eyes, and they were tears of recognition, not of shame, but of acknowledgement that this is who we were and that we can reach higher.
Ken, of course, you spent more than a decade as a journalist on the other side of the stage, watching, critiquing, reviewing plays. I just wondered how that influenced maybe your writing style, your expectations, having kept a foot on the criticism side and a foot on the production side, how those two work together or maybe in opposites, but how they interact with each other.
I was lucky enough to be a theater journalist for 20 years or more, while I was also writing plays on the side. And, you know, simply the access to the wide array of world literature informed me about structure and character and voice, and it just made me a better dramatist because I was a consumer. I think that that's the major takeaway from it. From that part of my career, very lucky to have had access to all kinds of experiences and to interview directors and to interview playwrights, and it just became part of my DNA over the years.
Kenneth Jones is the playwright behind Alabama Story, which is currently running at the Clarence Brown Theater here in Knoxville. Kenneth, thank you so much for spending the time with me today.